now 59% of that license revenue is made up of residents, 60% non-residents. And then we have a couple categories that represent really both, and that's the Custer State Park licenses and the George S. Mickelson licenses. Those are made up of both resident and non-residents. When we started this new venture with a non-resident park license, we had kind of estimated our non-residents would make up about 20% of our park entrance license revenue. And I think if you factor in the Custer and the George S. Mickelson, we're pretty close to that estimate.